Here at the BASF Ag Media Summit, I'm speaking with Dr. Fred Belo, and he was just on a panel here talking about sustainability and agriculture in the future and all that stuff. We answered several different questions. We talked about, hit on a lot of different areas. One of the first things we talked about here was drought-tolerant corn, the future of drought-tolerant corn, and why that, if that's going to help us. What's your opinion on that?
I can hardly wait for drought-tolerant corn. Any good corn farmer knows that water at the right time is what he needs for high yield. And maybe if we have drought-tolerant corn, we won't be as dependent on Mother Nature to give us those timely rains. So I see the potential for value well beyond the dry areas. But really, I see it as a tool to push high yields.
Well, because weather is one of your seven wonders of the corn yield world, and if drought-tolerant corn helps put an edge on that one wonder, that would help a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd certainly like to move weather down the list and move something that growers had more control over up the list. And if you could even partially control the weather in your hybrid selection, that would give us a huge advantage. And I think it's absolutely necessary to be able to use less water and rely less on the rain.
Another thing we talked about is telling the story of sustainability for agriculture. And as, you know, talking about the role of the Extension Service, and you were asked specifically about that, what was your response there?
Well, I said that, I think Extension is not having the role that it needs to, and it's largely due to budget cuts. More and more the agricultural media, the people here today, have to get the message out, and they have to be impartial and proactive with that message. So I would love to see Extension and university research have a larger role, but we just simply don't have the numbers that we need.
You said you're being cut to the bone, right?
Cut to the bone, yeah. I mean, from a university standpoint, Extension scientists, since they don't teach actual classroom classes, they don't generate tuition dollars. And tuition dollars is the sort of the revenue source nowadays for the university. But very important when the state cuts back its funding. So we need to rely on our corporate partners and the media to help get the solid message out.
But when we talked about the future of sustainability, the different areas that we talked about, hit on a couple of four, five, the group here was asked what they thought was most important. They came up with the top two controlling nutrients and also crop yields. And you're pretty impressed with both those two because they're right up your alley, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly what I think, Cindy, needs to be done in order to sustainably grow high yields. You know, if you produce a high yield crop with the nutrients you use, well, then there isn't any left, and that sort of solves the problem. I think nutrients get a bad rap because if they're overused or if you're unlucky in their use, they can be lost. But I think we need to, I'm advocating feeding the plant rather than feeding the soil, and I think that's going to be more and more and more important, and also more possible as we have application technologies and fertilizer technologies that can put those nutrients where we need them, when we need them.
Your final comments about agriculture, about crop yields, a nice little comment there about what you think about the importance of agriculture.
Oh, well, all of a sudden agriculture is important in our country. And when people start to think about where their food comes from, then they start to have a real interest. And it's good to see crop yield and agronomists and the whole ag industry be sexy again. If it takes population or people to do it, that's who we have to feed, fuel, and clothe. So it's a great time to be in agriculture.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Fred Belo, here at the BASF Ag Media Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.